Are you resistant to change at work, at home, and in your life? It's more common than you'd think. But in order to move forward, sometimes you need to stretch and move out of your comfort zone. This is Grow Your Voice, Overcome Your Fears with life, business, and career coach, Sandra Hill. It's time to embrace change. This program features the motivation that you need to make it happen. Now, here is your host and coach, Sandra Hill.
Hey everyone, welcome back to another wonderfully empowering episode. Each week, I strive to bring you amazing individuals from different walks of life who are willing to share their testimony as an inspiration to someone else who might be going through some unpleasant situations, some unpleasant life changes, and vulnerabilities. My goal is to provide you with motivation, inspiration, and guidance. So thank you for listening. Special shout outs to those of you in Canada, France, Germany, China, Russia, Finland, Australia, New Zealand, and the United States, as well as Brazil, Sweden, and newcomers, Italy, and the Netherlands. This show is for you. This show exists because of you. So thank you for tuning in each and every week. If you happen to be new to the show, know that in addition to having some awesome guests, I'll share coaching tips and techniques that you actually can put into use immediately. So without further ado, let me introduce you to the special guest today. Special guest today is Olivia Ma. And she's going to be talking about discovering your inner strength and flexibility. She is founder of Atlanta Private Yoga. And a while back, she discovered an inner peace and strength on her yoga mat during an especially busy and stressful period of time in her life, where she was at that period of time a financial analyst in the media industry. Hear today how Olivia turned her side job into a flourishing career. She'll share her perspective about the keys to solving our world's pressing issues and also what brings her joy. Olivia?
Hi, Sandra. How are you?
I am wonderful. Thank you for voluntarily being a guest on today's episode.
Of course. Thank you so much for having me. It's kind of hard to follow an introduction like that, but I'm definitely going to try. I really appreciate you having me. And I just wanted to start off by thanking you because I think that your mission to share inspiration with all of your listeners is such a worthwhile one because we're always growing and changing and stretching. And it's nice to have other people around us to coach us and get us through that.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much for those kind words. Now, Olivia, I would like to set the stage for our listeners. So let's rewind the clock and go back to your days just doing a side business, the yoga mat journey. Kind of set the stage for our listeners.
So that's a great question. I was an accounting major in college. I love the balance of the numbers, the being under the pressure to get the work done in a fast way where there is a right and wrong to these and there's a competitive aspect to it. So getting financial reports out was definitely stressful and exciting at the same time. So I was in finance for 5 years, and there was so much to learn there. And at the same time, there was so much activity that I needed a way to relax because I was constantly working, getting out numbers and reports and presenting financials. And I felt like I kind of needed an outlet to relax so that I could be at my best performance, my best focus during the day when I was at work. So there were definitely some stressful days because, as you know, being in radio and in media, you're working fast. You've got deadlines and pressure. And so my company was awesome. They had 2 yoga classes a week for people that worked there. And so I was like, man, I've got to find a way to increase my peace and relaxation. I'm going to try this yoga class. And I had done yoga back in high school years ago. Did it a little bit in college, tried it a little bit, But at this point in my life, I was like, I really need a regular yoga practice. This needs to be a recurring thing for me because I know it's going to help me. So I started going to our yoga classes at work, and it was instantaneous. I just fell in love with it. It was relaxing. It was a safe space for my mind to just kind of have a break, allow my thinking mind to just rest, and I could just get into my body and the stretches and the breathing that allowed me to just, you know, put my to-dos on hold for a second. So rewinding, that's kind of how I started, just doing that on the side. And then I had a friend ask me, what kinds of dreams do you have? And I was like, man, I love yoga. I think it's so worthwhile. It helps me relax and feel strong and powerful. And I would love to be able to share that with other people. So I'd love to be a yoga teacher one day. And I'm a huge believer in, you know, we manifest our dreams. We can come up with the change that we want in our lives. And so it wasn't much long after that I enrolled in a teacher training program and did the hard work to become a teacher. And I started teaching just in the evenings and on the weekends. And about a year later, after I'd been teaching, I saw an opportunity to share this with more companies. And I thought, okay, I can, you know, take a step away from finance, really step into the role of a yoga instructor and share more yoga classes with the Atlanta community. And so I left my job in finance, and I still use the financial skills to run a business, but I focus more on teaching yoga and getting yoga classes out to businesses. So that's where I'm at today. I teach full-time for companies around Atlanta, and I bring them great yoga poses and stretches, and we have a lot of fun.
So let me ask you, because that's an amazing journey and you say it so easily, and I hear the freedom and the ease and the relaxation in your voice. But at that period of time when you were still in the finance world and, you know, taking yoga, learning to be a yoga instructor, and you made the decision to do yoga full time, did you find that to be a difficult decision? Like, what went through your mind? If you dealt with numbers and you said you have balance, did you have to weigh the pros and the cons, or did you have to think of the financial aspect of it, or did you just do it?
Absolutely. That's a great question. There are so many different ways that people make decisions and then move forward with things. And once I had an inkling that this was going to become my full-time pursuit, my full-time role, it wasn't long after before I had formulated a plan of how that would happen. And just for everyone listening, for the dreams that you have and the things that you want to achieve, it starts with good planning. Talk to people that have done what you've done before, other full-time yoga instructors, if that's your dream or whatever your dream is, and ask them, what were the challenges? What advice do you have for me? And yeah, it was challenging. And learning new things is always going to be challenging, but that's what grows us and stretches us. And I feel like it's almost like a metaphor for yoga, right? We start the class relaxed in maybe a child's pose. You're down on your mat. And then you'll start to get up and stretch in a downward facing dog. And then you'll move, and then you'll be in a mountain pose, standing up with your arms up, right? And then you'll move through the rest of the class in poses that are going to challenge you. Much like off the mat, a career change will challenge you. And having someone there to help you, being in a class with other people that are also going through the poses, is just so helpful. So yeah, it was definitely challenging. It was a big deal for me, but I'm very grateful. I have a very strong support network. I have friends and family who are there listening to me and supporting me and giving me good advice and ideas on different ways to grow and share yoga with more people. And I'm very fortunate that things have worked out.
Okay. Well, that is great. So you never at any time had what I use the term limiting beliefs. You know, the other side of you saying, no, you can't do that. This is coming up. That self-doubt voice that sometimes people have in their ear that says, Olivia, stop. What are you doing? You're in a solid career. Da, 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 da. Did you ever have that happen to you?
Oh, Sandra, I have that all the time. That voice will try and get you all the time, especially if you're working on something that's worthwhile, because it's trying to keep you down. And it's definitely good to be cautious, but to let fear control your life is a very different thing from using logic and caution to live a successful life, right? If mm-hmm. I didn't have any voice inside that said, hold on, take a second to breathe and consider the potential implications of this decision, then, man, my life would be crazy. But that voice comes in, and it's definitely come in, and I think it continues to just to say, like, oh, you shouldn't do this, you can't do this. But I think hearing that voice and then stepping beyond that to say, I hear that voice, but here's why I can do this. Here's why I'm going to do this. And it helps to me to come back to the why of why I started this, which was when I was under pressure at work in finance and I needed a place to go to calm my mind and get refocused so that I could get back to work and to get the job done. I found yoga, and it was there in a way that no other sport had been there for me, because it wasn't about competition. It was about the journey of the practice from beginning to end. And it was so much more than just the physical practice, but the mindfulness practice, right? Learning how to mm-hmm. control your mind, really. If your mind is a dragon, then you first acknowledge it. And then you say, like, okay, how can I kind of rein this in? I hear that doubtful voice. How can I rein that in? And then practice, you know, steadily moving forward in the direction of my dream.
That's interesting. That's really interesting. Now, what about mentors or people who've inspired you, who've been there, done that, and you're following in their footsteps, or they helped motivate you? Can you speak to some of those individuals and how they helped you make this transformation?
Thank you so much for asking me that, because I feel like there are so many different mentors that I have that I won't be able to name them all because we have a limited amount of time. But looking to role models for things that I am hoping to do is definitely helpful. Two that come in mind, of course, are my parents. Just knowing that they have been through all kinds of things that I've also been through, and being able to talk with them is very helpful. They're both still here, and I can chat with them and ask them questions and get their advice and support, and I know that they always have my interests in mind, so they're definitely role models for me. And then also, there are some women in our world, like Sarah Blakely and Oprah Winfrey, to be specific, who are incredible role models to me. Do you know who Sarah Blakely is by chance?
You know, I've heard the name, but I cannot place her.
So Sarah Blakely is based in Atlanta, and she's the founder and CEO of Spanx, the shapewear.
That's right.
Yes.
Yeah.
And her story is just so cool.
Her story is an unusual journey. Cool.
She was selling fax machines, unhappy with her job, and just ready to change the world and provide something to people that they were going to love, and she was going to sell it. And she said, this is what I'm going to do. And then she started coming up with ideas that she said came from somewhere beyond her, and she created it. And I think that's so amazing that she heard these signs and went with it and took that bold leap to create something and make an impact. And she continues to create products that people enjoy and jobs for other people in Atlanta. And I think that's just such an inspiration. So she's definitely a role model. And then Oprah Winfrey to me is a wonderful role model because she's been doing a podcast recently called Super Soul Conversations. And she talks all about mindfulness and finding a peaceful space here in the present. And that's so applicable to yoga. And I think that her stuff is just really worthwhile. So, yeah, those are some role models. And then also, like, all the other women that I teach yoga with. I'm very fortunate. There is a very supportive yoga community in Atlanta, and everyone brings their own unique taste and personality to a class. And so having other yoga teacher friends who are also working to spread yoga in the neighborhood is so great because they know what I'm going through, and we can give each other advice, give each other all kinds of hands-on assists when we need them, which I guess I should explain what a hands-on assist is.
Well, let's do this. Let's hold that to commercial and explain hands-on assist, as well as how can people outside of Atlanta learn about yoga. And then we're going to talk a little bit more about what yoga actually is, as well as some of the benefits. So we're going right to commercial break.
We don't follow, we lead. Join us, the Voice America Influencers Channel.
Sandra Hill is part of a new coaching compilation about creating the life you want. Her chapter is called How to Survive and Thrive at Today's Version of the Game of Life. Sandra is also launching a new webinar called Ramp It Up, 6 Limiting Beliefs That Are Preventing You from Increasing Your Income. Visit NewHorizonCoaching.com to find out more about the launch of the webinar series, as well as Sandra Hill's other coaching programs. You may also check out her line of popular ebooks, such as Learn to Let Go, How to Create Your Own Space, How to Reduce Frustration, and many more. Sandra and New Horizon Coaching have some great packages available for individual or group life, business, and career coaching sessions. She offers discounts on referrals for individuals and group coaching. In fact, you can get started right now with an additional discount on her services by using promo code VA. So visit NewHorizonCoaching.com. That's New, HORIZEN, Coaching.com. And use promo code VA, as in Voice America.
Tune in to the Tony D'Urso Show with key influencers for entertaining and thought-provoking weekly discussions with some of the top stars in their fields. From business, sports, and science to entertainment, music, and literature, Tony's guests share their success and give their wisdom. If you're looking to manifest your vision and see how others have done so, be sure to listen to the Tony D'Urso Show every Friday at 2 p.m. Pacific Time, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Influencers Channel.
Be sure to friend us on Facebook. You can do it right now. Visit facebook.com/Voice America or search for us at keyword Voice America.
You are tuned in to Grow Your Voice, Overcome Your Fears. To reach the show today, call in to 1-866-472-5795. Again, that's 1-866-472-5795. If you'd rather send an email, you may send it to Coach Hill at NewHorizonCoaching.com. And remember, Horizon is spelled H-O-R-I-Z-E-N. Now, back to Grow Your Voice, Overcome Your Fears.
Hey, everyone. Thank you for staying tuned. Our special guest today is Olivia Mond. She's talking about discovering your inner strength and flexibility. If you happen to tune in late, there's a lot of connectivity in what Olivia has been sharing about yoga and her transition from being a financial analyst to a full-time yoga instructor. And just to recap briefly, she talked about these limiting beliefs and the self-doubt that she experienced. She talked about not just overall jumping the gun and doing it. She talked about how she planned and she asked and she connected herself with other individuals in the field, as well as she got training. So she just didn't react to having a stressful lifestyle. In fact, she made an informed decision. And even though there were these self-doubt and limiting beliefs, she didn't stay frozen in fear. She learned to fall. And those are my acronyms from the coaching perspective about how to move forward. And I'm not going to take up the time here during her session, but if you want some more information, just send me an email at coachhill@newhorizoncoaching.com, and I'll share how to get unstuck and move forward, how to learn to thaw after being frozen in fear. You got to start planning. You got to work through your limiting beliefs and affirmations. Additionally, I work with clients who have those self-doubts. In fact, there'll be an upcoming workshop in the near future about the 6 key limiting beliefs that you can work through that will help make yourself more or improve your finances, really. It's garnered more particularly to the business professional side, but anybody can participate. So if you want information, contact me. Now, I know on the commercial, you got the number to call in, but if you happen to not be in the United States, here's the number you can dial in. 001-480-398-1405. So we're going to pick back up and hear back from Olivia, who's going to share some techniques and some other information about yoga and discovering your inner strength, because you too can discover your inner strength. Olivia?
I'm here, Sandra. I love that you're talking about becoming unfrozen from fear, because that's something I think a lot of people have been there before, where you're just frozen and you can't get out of it. And one thing we actually talk about in yoga is how the mind and the body are connected. And sometimes if you feel frozen in fear, not only do you feel that in your mind, but your body will tense up. Like, I feel it in clients. Their muscles will be tight. Whereas somebody else who's done yoga a little bit more, maybe they're feeling relaxed, they're feeling good, their body will literally be more relaxed. Their muscles are more flexible, more pliable. If you're frozen in fear, have a good stretch. Literally warm your body. Take a second to do that, and you'll find yourself start to thaw out. That's at least the yogic perspective of it. So before we went on the radio break, I was mentioning hands-on assist. Now, can I tell you a little bit more about that?
Sure.
So we were talking about how it's so important to have a support network. And getting a hands-on assist from a yoga teacher can be one of the best things. And a hands-on assist is when you're in a yoga pose as a student and a helpful teacher comes over to just give you a little adjustment to keep your body safe, maybe keep your alignment safe, make sure your knee is stacked over your heel, or to give you a nice little massage or a press in a specific pose to help you open up in a way that you wouldn't be able to do it on your own. And that's one of the great things about having a yoga teacher in person, because they can see how you're feeling and then hopefully help you out to give you an even better experience in your yoga poses.
Okay. I like that term, hands-on assist. Good going. Very good. Thank you. So let's talk about, before we segue into other information about yoga, for those individuals not in the Atlanta area, what do they need to look for in seeking out a yoga instructor or a yoga studio, or I guess a gym even that offers yoga classes?
There are a lot of places to start with yoga. One of the first places I would say is go to YouTube and look up Yoga with Adrienne. Adrienne is based in Texas, and she has one of the most popular and simple yoga programs on YouTube. She's very positive, her cues are clear, and the classes are lovely. So I would start there, take one or two classes using YouTube, and then I'm pretty sure that you'll want a little bit more, because yoga is amazing and life-changing. And then you'll want to seek out yoga in your community. So going in person has a much more rich experience than being in front of a screen. You have that person-to-person, that human contact, which is what life is all about. And you also have like a real teacher there that can give you advice and make sure that you're safe, make sure that you're feeling good. You can ask them questions too. So sometimes there are classes in gyms. Sometimes there are classes in yoga studios. And if you're fortunate and you work for a company that offers yoga classes, then maybe you can do yoga at your job.
Now, I have a lot of listeners in Texas. So not just for them, but specifically for them, how do you spell Adrian? Because there's different ways you spell Adrian.
Yoga with Adrian is spelled A-D-R-I-E-N-E.
E-N-E. Okay. All right. Great.
Mm-hmm. And her last name is Mishler. Adrian Mishler. She is a huge inspiration to me because she started off hustling, sending yoga classes to all kinds of places, just teaching all over town, and had a friend who was in production, and he started to film her. They filmed together and created these yoga classes because she's also an actress. She put them on YouTube, and the following was just huge. People loved it.
Wow.
And they're all very positive on her page. So, yeah, her classes are great.
Okay, so those of you listeners in Texas, you might be in a city where she actually is and all. So, you mentioned earlier yoga on the mat. Now, I understand there's yoga on the mat, there's yoga not on the mat, there's chair yoga. What exactly are the differences, or are there differences?
There are a lot of differences in the different types of yoga. We can do yoga on the mat, and there are different styles, like hatha yoga, which is what you would start with a beginner yoga. There's vinyasa yoga, which is a little bit faster, also called power yoga. And in that type of yoga, you'll be moving one breath to one movement. So you'll say, like, breathe in mountain pose, exhale forward fold, and then it moves a little bit faster like that. So there's that. There's also chair yoga, which you can do if you are sitting in a chair. That's good for people that want a little bit more of a restful experience, or perhaps folks that are older, more comfortable and stable sitting in a chair. And there are all kinds of yoga. There's even laughter yoga, where you
laugh on purpose. Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
There's something called laughter yoga where you will force yourself to laugh in a yoga class, just because sometimes life can get so serious, and if we don't force ourselves to laugh sometimes, then, you know, who else will?
Yeah, you got a point there. You have a point. Who would have thought? Wow. So do you have yoga for individuals with limited mobility? Or is there such a thing? Okay.
There is. And I'm so glad that you mentioned that, Sandra, because I talk to a lot of people about yoga, and the first thing that they say is, I am not flexible. I could not do yoga. And that's such a misconception, because flexibility is not a prerequisite for yoga. You don't have to be flexible to do it. All you have to be able to do is breathe in and breathe out, which we all can do. And after that, it's just stretching whatever part of your body that you want to stretch. I mean, there are so many infinite possibilities for what your yoga practice will look like. And it'll be different than the person next to you. It'll be different in different chapters of your life. But for limited mobility, say for someone in a wheelchair, for instance, you could do yoga just using your torso and your arm. And that would include twisting postures with your torso, maybe looking out over your shoulder while you're breathing, or perhaps lifting your arms up above your head for a nice good morning mountain yoga stretch, and then maybe a little back bend. So there are so many opportunities to do yoga no matter what your ability, your experience, or lack thereof.
And as you said earlier, it connects the mind and body, which is very powerful, probably more powerful than most people realize. So can you talk a little bit about what yoga does for those companies that offer either yoga classes or gym classes or other opportunities on or off the clock, I guess, to do yoga? What are some of the benefits?
That's a great question. So, and I'll answer that twofold. You mentioned the mind-body connection and then the benefit of yoga for companies. So they go hand in hand because I believe it's 80 or 90% of workers in the United States sit at a desk. So a whole lot of us are sitting at a desk and we are, you know, in that same position for about 8 hours of the day with little breaks here and there. And your mind and your body are connected. And a lot of times you can be focusing so hard on the screen if you're like at a computer that you're not focusing on your body. And if you're not careful, this can wreak havoc on your posture. You might be hunched over towards your keyboard. Maybe you have a little bit of computer neck where your chin is jutted forward. But in yoga, we teach mindfulness of your body. So you become aware of where your body's placed. What does your posture look and feel like? And how does that affect your mind? When we hunch over, for instance, like you can even try it right now. If you hunch over, right, you're protecting your internal organs. You're protecting that soft part of your belly. You're protecting your heart. And it's a very closed position. Whereas if you just try and open it up and stretch, lift your chest, gaze up towards the sky, pull your shoulder blades together, open your arms out behind you, pull your thumbs back behind you, you feel an opening in your body, and that can also increase your blood flow and your focus. So that's where yoga for companies comes in, because our companies are working so hard to get whatever the job done, whatever it is to get the job done. And in order for people to sit and work and focus best at their computers, their bodies need to be in great shape so that their minds are in great shape and they can do their work even more efficiently and more calmly and more focused to be in the zone, to be in a flow state. And so when I teach yoga for companies, which is mainly what I do, I focus mainly on getting people out of their desk to do a quick yoga practice, either in the early morning before work, at a lunchtime for a break, or in the afternoon. And it gives people a chance to get away from their desk, stretch the full body all the way through your hips that have been sitting, working hard, keeping you in your chair, through your spine, keeping you sitting up straight at your desk, and then also for your wrists and your hands, because our wrists and hands do a whole lot with our keyboard, our mouth, and if you don't get it enough good stretches in there, you can definitely have carpal tunnel. So yoga is great for all those things. And then when you get back to your desk, you're even more ready to get the work done.
You know, I while you were talking, I was doing that pose, and it was like the first thought that came into my mind, wow, I feel like I can tackle the world. Because when you said hunched over, I deliberately hunched over, probably more than normally. But because for those of you out there listening, we had some technical, electronical nature, weather, fiascos. So I can't move from where I am at my desk, and I have stuff taped because if I move probably one iota, we're going to get disconnected. We had a transformer blow and we're having shortages and everything like that. So anyway, this is coming through you live, but you do not know what we went through behind the scenes to get connected today. So I am sitting further away from the microphone than normal and speaking louder. So I hunched over, and then when I did that, I don't know if it was a pose or what, but the way you explained it, I easily followed the description, and it was like, wow, I can tackle the world. Come on, power outage. You know, don't come on really, but you know, that's the way.
Don't come on really, but we're ready for anything that comes our way.
Yes, we are ready. Exactly, exactly. And with that, we've got to go to commercial break. And when we come back, Olivia, please share with the listening audience, first and foremost, how they can get in touch with you, learn about your studio, if they're in the Atlanta or surrounding community or coming through Atlanta, if there's a company out there based in Atlanta who wants to obtain your services, that kind of information. So we're going to go to commercial break shortly, but I just want our listeners to know what is coming around the bend, because this session is so powerful and it opens so many doors, and there's such a connectivity in the world of coaching to mindfulness, you know, knowing who you are, what you are, and what you deserve, and how to get it. It empowers you. It gives you strength. I could go on and on, but we got to go to commercial break. So guess what, guys? Don't move that dial. Don't move your computer. Don't turn your computer off. We'll be right back.
We don't follow, we lead. Join us, the Voice America Influencers Channel.
Sandra Hill is part of a new coaching compilation about creating the life you want. Her chapter is called How to Survive and Thrive at Today's Version of the Game of Life. Sandra is also launching a new webinar called Ramp It Up, 6 Limiting Beliefs that are Preventing You from Increasing Your Income. Visit NewHorizonCoaching.com to find out more about the launch of the webinar series, as well as Sandra Hill's other coaching programs. You may also check out her line of popular ebooks, such as Learn to Let Go, How to Create Your Own Space, How to Reduce Frustration, and many more. Sandra and New Horizon Coaching have some great packages available for individual or group life, business, and career coaching sessions. She offers discounts on referrals for individuals and group coaching. In fact, you can get started right now with an additional discount on her services by using promo code VA. So visit NewHorizonCoaching.com. That's New, HORIZEN Coaching.com. And use promo code VA, as in Voice America.
Are you ready to move to your next level? Listen for Empowering Women, Transforming Lives with host Rebecca Hall Greider. Each show will focus on a central topic with discussion, guests, and your questions being featured. Our show is perfect for women who feel a call in their heart to step out in a bigger, more powerful way in their life and just need some encouragement, inspiration, and practical steps to support them on their journey. Empowering Women, Transforming Lives can be heard live every Thursday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time, 2 p.m. Eastern Time, on the Voice America Influencers Channel. And join us for a replay of the show on Wednesday at 2 p.m. Pacific Time, 5 p.m. Eastern Time, on the Voice America Empowerment Channel.
This is the Voice America Influencers Channel. Be inspired.
You are tuned in to Grow Your Voice, Overcome Your Fears. To reach the show today, call in to 1-866-472-5795. Again, that's 1-866-472-5795. If you'd rather send an email, you may send it to Coach Hill at NewHorizonCoaching.com. And remember, Horizon is spelled H-O-R-I-Z-E-N. Now, back to Grow Your Voice, Overcome Your Fears.
Hey, everybody. Thank you for staying with us. You've been listening to myself, Sandra Hill, and Olivia Ma. And Olivia's been sharing all this wonderful information about yoga, how it not only gives us inner strength, but also flexibility, even though you don't have to be flexible to do yoga, because there's chair yoga, there's mat yoga, and there's laughter yoga. And that's where I just kind of lost. I was like, laughter yoga? But yes, there is laughter yoga. And you can do yoga whether you are a senior, have limited movement ability. You can just do it because it's going to help relieve that tension, give you that sense of balance. And, you know, Olivia, you said you started as a financial analyst and you were looking for the balance, but you were balancing numbers. And it just dawned on me, you were balancing numbers. You were looking for that balance, your purpose, a work-life balance type situation, and you got it with yoga. And yoga, correct me if I'm wrong, does give individuals that sense of balance, that sense of perspective. What are some of the other benefits that yoga brings?
So in addition to having balance, not just physical balance in your body, but mental and emotional balance, yoga is excellent for social skills in children, as well as increasing your benefits of blood flow and circulation. So overall, yoga is excellent for your health. It's one of those things that doctors are now saying is almost like a fit everybody type of situation type of solution. And mm-hmm. a lot of people are using yoga to kind of prevent themselves from getting onto medications or even getting off of medications. I've met folks
really?
Who
wow.
were in physical. Yes, absolutely. I've met people that started doing yoga and they no longer have asthma symptoms. I've met people huh. who have had surgeries and now they've done yoga and they're able to get back to playing sports that they were playing. And so it's just incredible. But yeah, the mental and physical benefits are just so many. With mental, you have increased engagement. You're more alert and more awake. Like, have you ever felt when you're doing work that your eyes have just glazed over because it's the same day that you had yesterday and you're not really
yes.
paying attention because you can do things
yes.
on autopilot?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
So,
yeah.
Yep. yeah, I think we've all been there. I've definitely been there. But with yoga, you wake up and you re-engage. And that's one of the ideas of it, is to be awake, to engage with your life and be there, be present in the moment. And we do that by engaging the muscles and the bones. It's almost like Simon Says for adults, where I'll say, inhale, raise your arms, and
right,
everyone
right.
else has to do it. And so you have to focus on, okay, she said lift my right foot, where is that? And it creates this connection between your mind and your body.
Hmm,
so
that's interesting.
If people are not in Atlanta, I would definitely say, like, for those of you listening, check out Yoga with Adrienne on YouTube or any other YouTube videos, and then go to your local yoga studio or your local gym and try a yoga class. They also have yoga teacher training. So if you're like me and you're like, this is awesome, I want to share this with my friends and family and whoever else will get on a mat, then go find a teacher training and enroll and become a teacher to share this with anyone else that you know in your community. If you are in Atlanta, and even if you're not, if you're looking for yoga or any type of resources, please feel free to reach out to me, because at this point, I know a whole lot about yoga and a lot about the people, and I'm just getting started. I mean, it's a journey. I am happy to help people in any way that I can. So please feel free to email me. My email is olivia@atlantaprivateyoga.com. Or you can reach me on the phone at 678-824-2628. And that's an Atlanta number. But even if you're not in Atlanta, if you're around the world and you just want to ask me any question, I would be more than happy to chat, because yoga is, it means to yoke, the union. So I'm all about connections. And if I can help you in any way, I would be more than happy to. And I think I just want to say, like, as we're starting to get closer towards the end of the show, that I love yoga and I love speaking about it. But as with any subject that you love, the more that you learn, the more you realize there is to learn. And I think the great thing about yoga is that at this point in my career, I still consider myself like a very early yoga teacher, and I'm very fortunate that I have hopefully many, many more years to become an even better teacher, share it with even more people, and get better at teaching and spreading yoga to other people.
So let me ask, because, you know, it just dawned on me something you said. With all the technology that there is out there, and you mentioned YouTube, are you available to, let's see, Skype, Zoom webinar, some of these other webinars that you can also do the audio and visual? Like, if somebody wanted to do a trial, or a company wanted to see you in action, or have you do a yoga session online, video screening you into their company, is that something that you would entertain?
Absolutely. I've shared with people yoga, like just now over the radio, you did a pose even without being able to see me. And yes, I've done video chats with yoga before. And so I would be more than happy to give a demonstration or even teach a class by video. And then if you are in the Atlanta area, I would love to meet you in person and teach a class with you here. If you know anyone in Atlanta and you think that their company might want to bring yoga classes to their company, please have them get in touch with me and we can see what kinds of openings and availability that there is, because yoga is so beneficial for your mind and your body and for the community at large.
Now, what kind of equipment, equipment and uniform, like what do people need to wear? If they're in a suit and tie, can they still do yoga in a suit and tie or skirt, or do they have to have certain equipment? You know, I always visualize.
Suit and tie, I don't think that would work out as well. But
okay.
Like I mentioned before, yoga is breathing in and out. So technically, even if you're in a suit and tie, yes, you could breathe in, lift your arms up above your head. But no, if you're starting off with, say, a yoga class for your company or for your community, your school, or wherever, I would recommend wearing comfortable, loose clothing that you would wear for the gym. We also have yoga pants, which are very comfortable, a great way to feel ready for yoga. So consider that. For men, I recommend wearing compression shorts and basketball shorts. That can be comfortable. And you can either wear a t-shirt or, if you'd like, some kind of tank top, as that'll help create more mobility and space for your shoulders. And that way you can lift your arms up above head without having too much cloth in the way. And start off with a mat. So you can get a mat at your local store, like a Target or just on Amazon. And they have beginner mats all the way up to more expensive mats that are anywhere from $15 for a mat to $100 for a mat. And it's all about the quality of your practice. So don't worry too much about your mat or your clothing. But just find something that's going to feel comfortable for you. So a little bit of cushion is good, not too much, because if you have too much cushion and the mat is too thick, then you won't be able to balance as well, because there's a little bit more distance between your foot and the ground, so you might be wiggling around a little bit more. My favorite mat is called Yoga Design Lab on Amazon, and I love it because it's soft on the top so that you can reduce slipping. And it has kind of like a fabric built into it. And you can also throw it into the washing machine. So if it gets sweaty, you can just put it in the washing machine and take it out, and it's all clean. So that's my favorite, Yoga Design Lab.
Wow. Yeah. So let me ask you, you don't have to invest in these yoga socks, or you can just wear tennis shoes?
So yoga is traditionally done barefoot, actually. So
really?
Yeah, I love my job. I get to tell people to be barefoot at work, which is so fun. You take your shoes off and you're completely barefoot. If you're more comfortable, say you're older and you want to wear shoes, you can do that. But traditionally, yoga is done barefoot. And some people do wear socks that have something grippy on the bottom. I've seen that once or twice, just to keep your feet from sliding if you have a rubbery mat. But a general mat that is just a general mat or putting a towel down can help you keep from sliding. But no, you don't need socks or shoes or anything, just your body and a place to do yoga and some clothes and some water. Oh, you also asked about equipment. In a yoga studio, you might see blocks and straps. Those are the two most common types of yoga props. We also have blankets and bolsters. The bolster is like a giant pillow. So the bolsters and blankets are used for more calming yoga called yin yoga, where you might be in a pose for about 5 minutes, just relaxing there and allowing your muscles to open up to the stretch. You might be laying on the bolster. You might have a blanket over you. And we use blocks when we're trying to bring the floor closer to us. So, for example, if you are standing on your feet and you have a block nearby, you might lean over and relax your hand on the block if you can't quite reach the ground. So they're excellent props to be able to just enhance your yoga practice. And then the last one is a strap. The strap brings our body parts closer to one another. So say you can't reach your feet and you're sitting on the ground, you can have the strap with your hands and gently wrap that around your feet and then gently pull your body closer to your feet with your knees bent, just so that you're not straining your body, but rather using it in an organic and safe way.
Okay, that's really, really interesting. Thank you for sharing. Now, before we wrap up, is there anything else you would like to share with our listening audience?
Actually, there is. So, Sandra, I wanted to ask you if you would be willing to try on my favorite yoga pose, at your desk right now?
Sure, sure. I'm all for it.
Okay. Okay, so this is one that I did maybe 4 or 5 times during the day when I was working in finance, and it's just an awesome way to refocus, stretch, and then get back to work. So just to start off, can you stand or would you prefer to do this sitting down?
I need to sit because I've got cords and I don't want to pull anything accidentally.
Perfect. Can do. Okay, so sit in your chair and firmly plant your feet into the ground.
Got it.
Stack your knees. Okay, good. Stack your knees over your heels. Squeeze your belly button in towards your spine to ignite your core. Really turn on your whole core here. And then bring your arms back behind you. Now, if you can, interlace your fingers behind your back. If that's not comfortable, you can bring your arms just out like an airplane at 45-degree angles. And then inhale, press through your feet, seated bound locust pose. Lift your chest, lift your chin, and open your heart towards the sky. Interlace your fingers, pull your arms back behind you, and just open up there for a second, keep breathing. And then whenever you're ready, gently come all the way back to your chair, relax your hands in your lap, and just breathe.
That's good.
So that's an example.
That is very good. Ladies and gentlemen, I hope you were listening and trying this pose as well. Now, what pose? What's the name of that pose?
Seated bound locust. So seated because you're sitting, bound because your hands are bound behind your back, and then locust pose. So you're opening up through your chest. So that's really nice one. Like if you're just in your chair at work and you're like, oh man, I gotta get my blood moving, then do that one and then get right back to work and your posture will be better, your mind will be more clear, and you'll be able to focus and get everything done. And
yeah, and that's exactly what happened. I was getting ready to say I had this energy that just popped in, you know, and my core, which I needed to work on, is really, really great. And I'm focusing because we're about to end this show. So thank you so much, Olivia, for being our special guest.
Don't let it end. I've loved chatting with you, Sandra.
Well, thank you. Thank you. I've got to do some quick admin stuff before we sign off because I want to let our listeners know a few things. You know, it's summertime where I am. So for the next couple weeks, guess what, guys? I'm going to be on a little siesta. So I would like to charge you with inviting someone new each week to listen to an episode. Because while I'm on siesta, we're going to be airing some of the top episodes that you guys have said that you have loved. And this is a great opportunity for you new listeners who haven't had the time just yet, possibly, to listen to some of those past episodes. It's also a great time, or will be a great time, for those of you who've been listening for a bit to revisit. Because it's like you see a rerun on TV, there's something that you've missed. So I'm hoping when you revisit and listen again to some of these episodes, you pick up some tidbits of information. So, in the meantime, if there's any of you out there who might want to be a guest on the show, feel free to contact me. If you want to sponsor the show or simply advertise on the show, feel free. We have a international listenership. And I want to thank Olivia again for being an awesome, inspiring, motivational guest on the show. And without further ado, I want to say thank you again for everybody for listening to me, Sandra Hill, your life, business, and career coach at New Horizon Coaching and Professional Growth Advancement, where we like to say we make the impossible possible. Because if you put that apostrophe in front of the I and the M, in between the I and the M, what do you get? I'm possible. Thank you. Stay tuned. And don't forget, grow your voice and overcome your fears.
Thank you for listening this week to Grow Your Voice, Overcome Your Fears. Be sure to join your host, Sandra Hill, again next Friday at 12 noon Pacific Time and 3 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Influencers Channel. We hope you have a great weekend and a great week ahead as well.